Electronics Weekly, Maxim Analog ICs, Synopsys Fusion Compiler and more. Analog Devices Isolated CAN-FD Transceivers. Analog Devices has announced an extension to its transceiver line for controller area networks with the Flexible Data Rate, CAN-FD, protocol. The galvanically isolated iCoupler Digital Isolation ADM 3055 EIC series provides 12 megabits per second performance and remains fully backward compatible with existing CAN and CAN-FD designs. The ADM 3055E also features a low radiated emissions ISO power isolated DC/DC converter, resulting in easier design and faster time to market for CAN nodes with full safety isolation. For more information, visit Analog Devices website. Cypress Low Power Data Logging. Cypress Semiconductor has introduced its Exelon LP Ferroelectric Random Access Memory, FRAM, a non-volatile data logging device with low power consumption. This device is suited for portable medical, wearable devices and other Internet of Things, IoT, applications that utilize non-volatile memories to continuously log an increasing amount of user and sensor data. The Exelon LP series offers 4 megabits and 8 megabits industrial and commercial grade densities with 50 megahertz and 20 megahertz serial peripheral interface, SPI, performance. In addition, the series reduces power consumption with 100 nanoamperes hibernate and 1 microampere standby modes that improve a battery-powered product's user experience by extending system operating time. For more information, visit Cypress website. Maxim Analog ICs. Maxim has released three building block analog ICs, the MAX41464 sub 1 GHz wireless transmitter, the MAX38888 backup power regulator, and the MAX16141 36 volt ring FET controller for building automation, industrial, automotive and portable applications. MAX41464 is a sub 1 GHz frequency shift keying, FSK, transmitter with output power of plus 16 dBm for long-range wireless sensors. Operating from a single coin cell battery, the transmitter extends battery life by consuming only 12 mA operating current. In addition, the transmitter is fully programmable using an I2C interface. For more information, visit Maxim's website. Synopsys Fusion Compiler. Synopsys has unveiled its Fusion Compiler, an ArtiTag-ZI platform that facilitates digital design implementation. By fusing high-capacity synthesis technology with IC compiler two-place and root technology, the device provides predictable quality of results, CoR, to address challenges presented by advanced designs. This unified architecture shares technologies across the ArtiTag-ZI flow to enable a convergent system that provides 20% better CoR and 2x faster time to results, TTR. Furthermore, Fusion Compiler is tape-out validated with many semiconductor companies. For more information, visit Synopsys website. T60 GHz sensors. Texas Instruments, T, has launched a portfolio of 60 GHz sensors consisting of a high-resolution single-chip, complementary metal oxide semiconductor, CMOS, for industrial systems. IWR6 XM wave sensors allow for industrial automation through on-chip processing capabilities, providing real-time decision-making and signal processing. The 60 GHz XM wave sensors include antenna-on-package options, which remove some of the traditional challenges associated with radio frequency, RF, design while shrinking size up to 75% and reducing overall costs. For more information, visit T's website. Missed last week's Electronics Weekly? Click here.